Good morning, church family. This is another edition of The Sun is Rising. Well, I really do like the Psalms and all the messages they have, but there's one that stands out in my mind over and over. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Psalm 19, 1 and 2. I can remember singing this about this for years in the church, at least in the recent years. It's been one of the courses we've used many times. Now let's think of ways that we can give glory to God in and through our lives. We can do so when we speak, because when we speak, we can glorify him with our words. That is, if we are speaking to and watching what we say, others who want to hear. When the Spirit of God indwells our hearts and minds, we can talk about God in ways that honor him, that praise him, that lift him up before the world. And as often as we communicate God's love for us and for the world, we give glory to God by what he's doing, not just what he's done. We can also learn and grow to know more of God's glory when we hear others speak about him and his great power in this world. Psalm 19 shows us that we can even learn about God's glory through nature. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." Another way to put that might be, it is the skies that proclaim the works of his hands. I've stopped in the past and just stared at the sky above and wondered about God and creation, how vast all of creation really is, and how small man is. Think about it for a moment. The skies can talk. The psalmist acknowledges this in verse 3, that he says, "They have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them." But you and I both know the sky, simple, beautiful, and powerfully put in place, communicates to the world about God, its creator. Think about it. This world, simply by being what God created it to be, gives voice to the beauty of God himself. We don't have the power to create what's here or what has been given to us. Only God can do that. People can glorify God with their words, by loving each other and themselves, and by caring for this world and the people who are in this world, and God's love that's demonstrated day by day, by stopping for a brief moment and looking at all he's created around us and just marveling and praising him and telling others so they can praise him too. Man just didn't do this. God did it. The clouds, the rainbows, the shades of gray and blue, they tell everybody alive on this world of the glory of God. He is the creator. And he's also the one who created us, knows us better than anyone else does, and has the power to heal us, to guide us, to love us, to encourage us, and to use us in this world to bring others to him. God's glory is communicated through his creation, and we're part of that. I think we just need to look and listen to him. Prayer thoughts for today. Since it's Valentine's Day, I want to wish a happy Valentine's to everybody who's listening to this. May God bless you on a very special day, and I pray that you have someone in your life that you can reach out to and they reach out to you just to share the blessing of his love. Continue to remember Dallas as he's looking for a new job. He has an interview again tomorrow for another location, and then just keep them in your prayers. It's been a long, long trail so far. Memorial service to Carrie Williams on February 24th. That's a Saturday at 2 p.m. here at the church. Surgeries. Today, Ruth is having surgery and knee replacement. Tomorrow, or also today, I guess, Linda Dobbins' cousin's husband is having heart surgery in Idaho. Tomorrow, Grace Erskine has surgery. We want to lift her up. And then on the 21st, Juanita Hitt has surgery. Continue member Friedegard, who's on hospice. Bless her heart. Pray for those who are battling cancer, those who have illnesses. There's a number of people who are trusting the Lord day by day. Our missionaries, our nation, our churches, and our families. Spend a few moments in prayer, then God bless and have a great day.